my bum was becoming an idol. Like, I was literally almost like worshipping. Oh my God, I've got a bum. I must stick up my bum. Everything, bum, bum, bum. It had to stop to pray about it. And just say to God, like, this is becoming an idol. Let me read in the Bible about, like, idols. Like, this, I don't know, gold cow. Like, please just help me to just, you know, still enjoy the gym, but just be doing it for the right reasons. Because what if God just is like, you're idolizing this, and now you're going to wake up with no bum?
Like, no, but listen, let's talk about it, because God from the Old Testament would have done that, you know.
He would have said...
He was strict back then, you know.
Take that, bloody. So I'd say, when I realized that I was, like, always looking in the mirror, or always, like, posting the picture sideways.
Okay.
Twirling kebab, because I'd... you know, like the what is it called? The boomerang. Sometimes show lats or drats or I don't know, anything else, like quads.
I put the barber on my back.
Okay.
I've lifted it up. Did it not carry my wig with me?
I was an 800 meter runner. Same. Maybe the next Mo Farah, but I just thought.
It's not fun, like them man that always say, I could have gone pro.
But I was injured. I literally was injured. He lifted up the Smith machine, the bar, and put it higher than me so I couldn't use it. Then he took the plate, he threw it in my direction. I had to like jump out of the way, it hit the wall.
I'm just bored.
Yeah.
Like, again? This damn salmon again? That tin of tuna again? Oh, please. Spare me. Spare me. So when it comes to the gym, guys, if I'm trying to grow the fatty, there's one person to call. That is...
Who are you going
to
call?
Miss Keeks. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. As always, it's me, Ramnith Rose, and I'm back with another special guest. I'm actually laughing because I call everyone a special guest. I need to come up with more
specialists.
The specialist of specialists. You know what? This person is a specialist in a particular area, in fact, and we'll get into that. But I've got my good friend Kiki with us.
Hey. Woo!
Thank you to our studio audience for the round of applause. So we've got Kiki with us today. So Kiki's one of my girls. We're going to get into a bit more like how we know each other. But first of all, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. So my name is Kiki, also known as Miss Keeks.
Miss Keeks with the cheeks.
Miss Keeks with the cheeks. Very important.
Miss Keeks with the cheeks, in case you did not hear that.
I'm here. Supporting you, you know, and just, yeah, really excited to be here. Talk about gym, talk about just everything, really, and just, yeah, have a good time.
Love that. Love that. Do you want to tell people, like, what you do, your age, you know, are you single? Some people might want to know. People are not using this platform the way they should be using it. You know, no one's coming here to say they're single or anything like that. You never know. There's some man that'd be listening.
I was thinking, how deep do I go? Okay. So, my name's Kiki. I'm a project manager, as you know already. I'm 30. I am single. And
single.
Ready to bingo. You must be a gym person though.
Yeah,
that's one thing. But yeah, I think those are the main things. And
perfect. So Kiki's someone that's really into the gym, guys, like seriously into the gym. Like, if you guys have seen the way I've been walking this week because of a session I did with her on Monday, like, it's not a joke. But yeah, I'm so happy to have you here. We're gonna get into like Kiki's fitness journey and all of that stuff. But before we do that, we've got some fire questions before the big question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah? You ready? Okay, cool. So first question, Bulgarian split squats or hip thrusts?
I'm going to go with bulgies.
Really?
Yeah. I just think you just can't go wrong.
No, but can I just say something? Guys, on Monday, Kiki made me do...
tricep. Explain some the element of
tricep. So I was saying, like, we had to do 8 Bulgarian split squats with the weights, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you had to drop one weight and do another 8. Then drop the weight, no weights at all, do another 8. Guys, does that make sense? And we did it 4 times.
Yeah.
And this was after doing, might I add, after doing RDLs and hip thrusts, and then we still had another set of.
Yeah. It has to be done.
It has to be done, but sis, at what cost? That was insane.
It was giving the pain.
But then if you see how her cheeks are looking,
Yeah, I choose Bulgarians. I stand by it. Love it.
Okay, fair play. I'm quite surprised because I thought you were more of a hip thrust girl personally. Mm-mm. Okay, so gym in the daytime, gym in the morning or gym at night?
What's the weather like? Is it summer or is it winter?
Okay, June 12th, 2024.
Considering we don't have a summer, I'm still gonna go gym at night.
Okay, so do you go in the morning sometimes?
If it's summertime, 7 a.m. in the morning, nice and bright, I'll do morning.
Okay,
but if not, evening.
Okay,
I'll take it with all the 100 different
people
in the gym. Yeah,
and we're going to talk about her gym later because I was shocked.
Shocked.
I was shocked. That was an experience. Okay, and lastly, protein shakes or pre-workout?
Pre-workout.
Oh.
Pre-workout, dry scoop, done. Protein shake, I just can't get with anymore.
I do, but that pre-workout that you made me take a sip of the other day, it tasted like medicine.
Yeah, it was bad. That's not my usual one, though.
But then how would you choose that over a protein shake?
I just feel like protein shake with water, tastes like, I feel like it's like, someone said it's like breast milk. Because you know that's, not that I've tasted it, but just that sort of like watery, soy milk, And then just like milk is like creamy.
Mm-mm. I know, it has that sand vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It has a very sandy vibe. I do hear that.
Pre-workout, nice juice or like a dry scoop, done. Crack on.
Wow, dry scoop. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm not encouraging dry scooping.
Okay, cool. And last question I'm going to ask you is, what weight are you carrying?
Okay. Other than my ass.
Look. Other than
my ass. No, on a serious note, I think, okay. So the weight I'm carrying right now, I would say is knowing my purpose and building the life that I want for myself. Ooh. So, yeah, a weighty one. I would say, you know, after I came out of university, I moved in by myself. Mm-hmm. So kind of like my focus was on kind of just fending for myself,
yeah,
making sure I've got enough money to pay my bills, have a nice car, mm-hmm, do the holiday things. Fine. That mm-hmm was okay. And then I'd probably say maybe 2 years ago, I started to feel a bit like uneasy.
Mm.
And I would definitely say this year, I felt like I can't just continue in this corporate rat race.
Right.
Like, I just can't do it. It's not working for me. I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we had six lives, if I was a cat, maybe I would have been like, charge this one to the game. I'll take it. And then the two, maybe like a turn up life. I don't know what I'd do with the other three, but
what a way to live. Sorry. At it.
Like, if I was a tabby, it was a, no. But we have one life.
We have one.
We
babe.
Have one. And I just want to make sure that this one is just what I want, you know?
Mm.
Like that freedom to kind of work where I want,
yeah,
see my friends, have time for my hobbies and not feel like I'm just constantly tired from work, like right, a work that just doesn't serve me or just yeah, like fulfill a purpose that I have for myself, a purpose that God has for me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that even though it's a positive, I think that it's so difficult because as I'm working, I just don't have the time. Like sometimes I just don't have the mental space to actually sit down and be like, what is it that you want to do? What do you love? What, you know, what's your purpose? What objectives do you want to meet in life? What's the impact you want to have on this world? Because I'm just so tired.
Right.
You know, so that's puts more pressure on me, which makes me feel worse, you
right,
know?
Got you. Yeah.
So I feel like that's the main thing for me.
Okay. No, that was a really weighty one. And thank you for sharing that. And I think, yeah, I feel like it's relatable to a lot of people, like, because, you know, even though it might not sound the same the way you've just articulated it, but I think there is this whole, like, what am I doing kind of vibe going yeah on that I'm hearing, like, across, you know, conversations with friends, even just people on social media. It's yeah kind of like, you know, I guess your early 20s, you're grinding to get to a certain point. And I feel like we've all kind of, like, touched that point or we're yeah arriving at that point. And now it's like, oh, okay. Well,
mm-hmm, well,
that'll do it. Like, what's next?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I guess it's kind of like trying to, like, get in touch with, like you said, the purpose and things like that. And sometimes when we say like purpose, it sounds so heavy as well. Like you just feel like God is just going to come down one day and be like, this is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? I wish he would.
like just put it just black and white on paper.
Yeah, no, I do get that. And to be fair, I think that is a weight that, like I said, I know that's the way I've carried probably last week. I literally spoke about it on my TikTok, how I was panicking about every area of my life. So I definitely like relate to that. So thank you for sharing that. And you know, girl, you know, obviously we're friends anyway, so you know, we're gonna pray together through
Absolutely.
That. And on that note, the reason how I know Kiki is actually through, is it actually through Bible Babe specifically?
I think so.
Is it just through that? What I feel like?
No, I don't think so. No, it's, I think it's,
is it through her?
This must be through her. Who's her?
Anyway, there's a friend. There's a mutual friend that we have. She might be the live studio audience. She might not be. But yeah, anyway, she introduced me to Kiki, I think through like both, probably both gym and Bible Babe. Yeah. So we like basically have like a, I would say fellowship sounds so auntie-ish and serious, but it is fellowship. Yeah, it is. Cute, wow, I'm not saying fellowship. I've really changed. No. we have a hot girl fellowship kind of vibe going on. Yeah. No, because sorry, why did fellowship start?
Fellowship, I just feel like we should like hold hands and be like.
But then it's not, no, but we do take the piss because we'll be like sister keek, sister.
Yeah,
Ryan,
that's
like,
true.
We do call each other that.
We do.
But anyways, yeah, we have like a Bible fellowship group thing called Bible Babes, and it's a group of girls and. Like I said, she's already a mutual friend, and I think through that we've like prayed together, we've gone to like brunch together, we've, I guess, even though we don't all see each other often, we're very intimate with like what we share, because it's like we see each other like 2-3 times a year, but we're sharing like the deepest stuff that happened that year with each other.
WhatsApp group as well.
Exactly. WhatsApp group will send like encouraging messages, funny Christian like memes, TikToks and stuff like that, and I think it's just really helpful, and I think through that we've got like, we all get close and spend time with each other and stuff. So that's how I know Miss Keith. And then I found out that you went to my uni.
Yeah. Montfort?
Yeah.
I'm at DEMU. Nothing to be proud of.
No, but no. How did I find out? I think S was saying like, oh, you should went to, I said, I went to that uni. How come I didn't see it? But I think it was the year above me, I think.
I think, yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, small
circa world. 1990, 1980. Yeah, no.
But that's how we get, just like, so you guys know, that's how we know each other. And like I said, when it comes to the gym, guys, if I'm trying to grow the fatty, there's one person to call. That is...
Who are you going
to
call?
Miss Keeks. No, guys, honestly, anyways, you guys would have already seen in the intro, you would see some videos of her, but what she got going on down here?
No, stop.
No, but even when I saw you at the gym, I was like, no, it's, how is it getting bigger? Girl.
I don't know. Well, I do know. I
Let's talk about your fitness journey. Yes. Let's talk about how it started. Yes. So, because when I met you, you were already like there.
Yes.
Fitness journey. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So how it started. Okay. I never, obviously when I was younger, never went to the gym. And then one day I remember looking in the mirror and I was thinking, things aren't sitting how they used to sit.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, whatever, park it. Not a problem.
Yeah.
And then I have a friend who was a PT, and she was like, oh yeah, come to the gym with me. Fine. Went to the gym. It was lovely. And then I had an experience at the gym that, you know, like when you see TikToks, they're like, if something embarrassing happens, you leave, you cancel your membership.
Yeah.
That is what happened to me.
Yeah.
So I was at the gym one time thinking I was confident, ego up there, like, yes, trying to like fake the confidence.
Yeah.
It was a leg press. Was on the leg press, started pushing, nothing, fine, warm up,
light work.
Then I put like a 10 on, pushing it, and I was like, oh, it feels the same, but maybe I'm just strong. Maybe from that last session, I was just strong.
Yeah.
Put on another 10. I was like, it feels a bit harder, but I can do it.
Yeah.
And then a guy comes up to me, he's like, oh, don't mean to be that guy. And I was thinking, what does he want? He was like, oh, you're putting the weights on the wrong thing. Like, this is like the resting place.
Oh, you're putting it on the rack.
I was putting it on the...
Baby!
I was putting it on the rack.
And you really thought you was doing something.
I thought I was... I think I even gave a face like on the last one just to like zhuzh it up a bit. Babe, he was like, I don't mean to be that guy about this. Like, you're putting it on the resting weight. Resting place. And I was like, oh, I was wondering why. He was like, do you want me to put it on this one? I was like, no, I'm just gonna go to the toilet, and then when I come back I'm gonna be racket. from the toilet,
you went home,
to the door, put in my pin, out. I was gone, and I've never stepped foot in that gym again.
I'm so done. So when you're even there doing grunting, you're not even, you're pushing nothing.
It was nothing. It was literally nothing.
I'm so sorry. That's your, this is why she, this is why she's in the gym so much, guys. That was her original
makeup. So,
but you know,
yeah,
those gym stories shape you, you know, because I, it's so funny you say that. I remember when I was actually in Leicester at uni, I can't remember to share this on the internet, but once again, I was trying to lose weight and I thought, let me go to the gym where everyone goes. So, you know, when you've got the, it's a dumbbell, right? No.
Barbell.
Yeah. And obviously, I've been seeing the girlies and everyone do squats. So I put the barbell on my back.
Okay.
I've lifted it up. Did it not carry my wig with me?
What were you trying to do, lifting it up? Like, chest?
I don't know why I was even lifting it up that way. Like, I don't even know what I was doing. But all I knew, I was, the aim was a squat.
Okay.
But I pushed it over my head. Mm. The wig and the barbell, both of them on the floor. And guys, you know, it was one of those, like, it was like, yeah, fight or flight. Like, what do you mean? I'm wigless. I'm wigless in the gym. In,
what did you have under?
Nothing. Sorry. And don't forget, this was uni time. So the wig, the cameras were not even fresh like that. You know, like uni, everyone's struggling. So I'm literally there wigless. I'm seeing my wig. And the wig is even, you know, when it landed with like force. So it's not even in front of my feet. It's a bit.
Did it flip?
It was doing cartwheel. Oh my gosh, guys. The way I had to quickly run. And the way I came in from the middle part, I left it beside.
I'm sorry.
Joking, guys.
Just giving
it
off part.
Like, literally, the way I was, so I scurried off. Like, I
was scurried.
I literally left that gym and I never
get out of my way.
No, literally, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you know, it was like, this could only happen to me. Like, you know, it was like, who sent me? I went there for middle part, like, literally like the kind of wig I'm wearing now. And I just clipped it under my neck.
Just the clip?
I clipped on it and it lifted the whole thing.
I fell down. Here we are.
So I said, those stories, because I didn't go to the gym for probably another 6 months. I think I went home to have donuts. Like, you know, when you actually like, forget this. This ain't for me.
Yeah, no.
So I really hear you. Like, those, I'm actually crying. That's actually, I haven't told that story yet out loud, you know, in a couple of years.
There's someone in Leicester right now thinking, oh my gosh, I remember that.
Oh my gosh. But you know, when you have to scurry off, like, I don't want to even make eye contact with anyone. I don't want to know who saw me.
Keep your.
And if you saw me, please don't even message me to say what you saw.
You should.
No, don't. I don't want to know. But cool. So you started going gym then. Yes. And obviously you weren't familiar with the weight section, as you said. Yeah. And then how did you keep going? Like, why did you keep going?
Yes. So I stopped. And then in lockdown,
how long did you stop for?
For quite a long time.
Oh, is it? Okay, cool. All right. So you
I stopped. And then in lockdown, there was someone that had a gym and he we're holding him up, but he basically had like secret lessons, secret openings to the gym. Okay. And he would only like let a certain amount of people in, so like 30 people at a time, but he would do it on like a slot basis. So he was like, if you put your name down for the slot, you must come or else you're not going to be allowed.
Okay.
So it was that made me kind of like dedicated, because
I put
my name down 3 times. I wouldn't want to lose my space.
Yeah.
And then I keep going and keep going. And then after that, I just continued going to the gym. And yeah, I've just never stopped.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So like we had a discussion on Monday, like obviously with the way you're built at the moment, you said a lot of it was the way you're sitting, the way you're holding that.
What you carrying?
The way you carry it.
Were you carrying number two? Okay, yeah.
You said a lot of it was also genetics as well.
Yes.
So do you feel like when it came to the gym, like you're just actually someone who's more sporty, like you've got more endurance when it comes to that stuff?
Yeah.
Like as well?
Yeah, I think in school I was like doing athletics.
Yeah.
I was an 800 meter runner.
Same thing. Don't go race.
I was going to be the next Mo Farah, but I just thought,
it's not for everyone.
I didn't want to. Anyways, let's not go into it. But yeah, I was very sporty at school.
You sound like them man that always say, oh, I could have gone pro.
But I was injured. I literally was injured. But, you know. So yeah, I carried on going to the gym. I'm lost.
What did I ask? I asked you. Wait, why am I lost too?
No, you said. Oh, yeah. Naturally sporty. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes, I did athletics when I was a child, or not child, in school. Mm-hmm. And I just like sports. Like, I like football. So mm-hmm. I'm like into that sports scene. Yeah.
I love that. You're my kind of girl, because I'm definitely the same. I'm defo. I even saw a post the other day on social media, and it was like a sports day. They're doing like a sports day somewhere. And I was kind of tantalised. I said, oh, don't tease me.
Sports day.
It was like an adult sports day, but I think they were trying to make, it was promoted like a motive as well. So I'm a bit confused, because you know.
Not the sports day, rave, hybrid.
Hybrid approach. I need to like look into it a bit more, but I just remember seeing it, and it had everyone's different like flags. You rep your country. I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind. Like, sounded like a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe if I see it, check it out. But so one thing I've noticed when I talk to people about fitness, gym, whatever, weight, is although everyone is going and trying to do what they want to do, it seems to be like it's the motives that tend to really like push or determine how far someone maybe gets.
Yeah.
So for example, someone might like lose loads of weight, but we can't just assume it's because they're just really disciplined. It also might mean that their motives is like, you know, they want to really look good because of this guy they're trying to get over, or like, you know, that was what part of my case anyways, let me speak for myself. Or they're trying to, you know, fight like an eating disorder. So yeah, although they're disciplined, it's like the motives
behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what have been your motives when it comes to like gym life? Because you said you've been doing it for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's been your motives?
I would say, I don't know, actually. I would probably just say just to stay fit, just to have like a decent body.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like now I'm 30, so just kind of like maintaining a body that I'm happy with and I'm proud of.
Yeah.
That I can like wear clothes and not feel like uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also like to just push myself in general. Like my friends will know like I'm just someone that I'm like doing like a new course or a new, just something random. So I just love to push myself. So I feel like the gym is somewhere where I can like apply that. Like, oh, let me see how heavy I can squat, or let me see, I don't know, how I can change my leg shape or something like that. Right. So I think it's more so probably boredom.
Yeah.
but also just like, yeah, making sure that I'm just always happy with myself. Like I'm like 40, still a banging body, 50, still a banging body, 60, you know, still like in shape, still tight.
Okay, cool. So yours is actually like a long term.
Yeah, definitely.
Plan. And like when it comes, because it's something we talk about a lot, we spoke about on the weigh in as well. When it comes to like losing weight, gaining weight is difficult, but I think where people struggle is actually maintaining the results. That's where I've struggled. Like I think a lot of us who've come here have also said the same thing. So what do you feel has helped you with maintaining like your results?
I would say one, truthfully, I have a high metabolism.
Okay.
Like, it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing in the sense of, obviously, if I put on some weight, I can just drop it really quickly.
Yeah.
But then it's a bad thing because if I've, like, built to be a certain size, I'm like, oh, I love this size now.
Yeah.
If I eat bad for 2 days or, like, I'm not eating properly, I'll just drop the weight and it's like, oh, okay, now I have to start again.
Right, right.
I would also say probably just not being too hard on myself. Mm. So like, yesterday. Ah, do I say?
Yeah.
I've started it. I'm getting like a nod. Okay, fine. I went to Brent Cross yesterday to get buy one thing. And then I thought, I want Krispy Kremes. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
Myself. So when I went there, there was only three. And so the woman was like, oh, why don't you just get three? Why don't you just get three? So I was like, oh, fine. And she was like, oh, do you discount? I was like, okay, fine. I'll just get three. Got three donuts. I thought, my mum's at my house. She'll take one. I'll have one now. And then one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fine, right?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds plausible. Cool. Got home. I was like, oh, mum, do you want a donut? She was like, oh, no, no. I was like, no. I said, fine. I'll have one today, one tomorrow, and then one the day after.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Had one donut. I was like, oh, like I had the biggest one, like the one with the filling. The other ones were ring ones. I was like, ah, fine. Then I was like, okay, let me just have a second one because I actually ate well yesterday. So I was like, let me just, you know, I kid you not, this donut was screaming every sort of name, nickname that I've ever had in this life. It was, and I text Esna, I was like, should I eat this donut? And she was taking long to respond. So I just thought, I'm a big grown person. I make my own decisions.
Oh, you're so tough.
I am going to have the donut. and I had the donut. And this morning, the post-sugar clarity.
Oh, talk about it.
The post-sugar clarity is up there with post-takeaway clarity.
Oh, I agree.
What's your post-takeaway clarity? What takeaway would be under that?
It's one of the ghetto greasy ones. Like, you know when you get like chips from like the boss man
down the road? Yeah.
You can't even walk in there with like, you just even
got to take like an extra bag to put the bag of the chips in.
Let's go back. I mean, like, if you're gonna do fast food, do a food chain, right? But you know when you're going to little boss man,
yeah,
like he doesn't
six wings for £1.50. I'll take it.
You know what? I think my worst postcard I've ever had actually once again in uni, where that's when I really used to eat bad. Mm. And you know, I got pizza from a chicken and chip shop. Do you know how the chicken and chip shop, they have pizza on the menu, but like no one ever looks at the pizza because why would you get pizza from a chicken and chip shop?
You tell us. You tell us. You have the answers.
I did it. And I remember that day, because I had it in my room. You know when you're doing sins, you hide in your room to do them. And then I'm in my room, I put the pizza. And then like, you know, the fumes of the pizza were still there after the pizza. And I remember I just said, dash that box.
Was it worth it? No, it wasn't.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I'd say pizza, Domino's. Like, after I do that last dip in the garlic and herb, I'm just like, why?
If I get the meat, which is barbecue-based one, Domino's. If I get that, yeah, definitely getting post takeaway clarity. Yeah. But post-sugar clarity is a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, that's such a thing. Because I remember I went to Geneva like 2 weeks ago. And obviously, I'm in Geneva, I have to try the Swiss chocolate. Mm. But I have a sweet tooth, so I got a bit carried away. So obviously, I'm like, I'm going to buy this. That then I see you guys have truffles. We don't have these joints where I'm from, so it's like I gotta get the
exclusives.
And then you got white chocolate truffles. I gotta get that.
Caramel truffles.
Then you got caramel. I gotta get that too. So it was like I'm not just putting bare things in this bag for me. And it's like,
it's a real thing.
And it tasted really nice in the moment, but that post sugar clarity,
humbling experience.
You just look at yourself like,
yeah, no. So I say that to say that, you know, just like being easy on myself, like, okay, fine, I did that, but I know that it's not like a habit.
Yeah.
And I know that, okay, for the rest of the month I'll probably just eat well with that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But not kind of like punishing myself, just being like, okay, it happens, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I won't get a craving again because I'll be like, okay, the next time it happens, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the lack of pressure helps me stay within my range.
That's really good. That's really good. Because I definitely feel like sometimes when we're, like, you can't bully yourself into getting good results.
Yeah.
And I know, like, sometimes people feel like you can, but, like, you know, doing the whole, like, just you got to keep going, like, you know, thank this is what your future self wants and all that stuff. I get it. And I do think we should believe that. But I think there's a way you say it to yourself.
Absolutely.
Because it shouldn't be, like, negative talk. And I feel like even from a Christian point of view, like, if God don't talk to me like that, why am I talking to myself like
that? Absolutely.
You know what I mean? 100%. So I think it's really good to hear that you, like, cool. Yeah, you had the 3 donuts, which weren't part of the plan. Maybe she should have texted back and that would have helped.
Exactly. If she had said stop.
Yeah. We can put the blame there for now.
Yeah. I think I'm happy
there for now. Yeah. Okay, cool. So cool. So you've been going to the gym for 2 years. You've been working on your body, building your body. Like, where do you see, like, things going now? Like, do you feel like it's still... you're just going to keep maintaining how you are? Do you have other fitness goals? Like, what would you say?
I'd say definitely just maintain how I am. Mm-hmm. I think it fluctuates across the year. So if I have a holiday, the way I'll train and eat will be a lot different.
Yeah.
So there's some variation there. When it gets to winter, maybe I'm not as strict on myself. Mm-hmm. But then maybe like in the run up to summer, I'd kind of changed a bit. So there's a bit of variation in the year, which keeps me like... more entertained as opposed to like just doing one thing, the same thing all the time.
And when we spoke on Monday, I remember you were talking about like how like in the past sometimes you've trained with like vanity in mind. So do you want to go into that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say when I started to see my bum kind of like grow a bit, I kind of got obsessed.
Okay.
Like, literally, I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
but I get it.
It's growing. It's lifting. It's getting swole. Like, it's swole. And I just really was, like, obsessing over it.
Okay.
So much so to the point where I needed to do my 2 days. Like, and even though it was good to have your set days, but, like, I needed to do my set days. Like, do or die, almost.
Right.
Like, for example, like, today's my leg day, but I have a commitment that's more important being here.
Okay.
Before I'd be like, oh my God, I need to shift things around. Okay. Like, you know, but it's just having that almost like, I would just call it an obsession, really, right. An unhealthy obsession.
So you would think about it like all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And really? Then I feel like it affected the quality of my sessions as well. So I tried to go heavier and heavier because I wanted my bum to grow and grow and grow, but I wasn't feeling, I started to not feel the exercises because my goal wasn't to actually feel it. And it was just basically to get as heavy as I can,
right,
to make my bum bigger.
Right.
It's when I look back at now, I just think, ugh, yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
But I say that the way I kind of changed that was I had to pray about it.
Oh, really?
Like, I literally had to pray about it.
Wow.
And just say to God, like, this is becoming an idol. Let me read in the Bible about, like, idols, like, this, I don't know, gold cow. Like, no, it's literally, I don't know where the gold cow came from. But, you know, like, a typical idol.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But, like, not that. It's my bum was becoming an idol. Wow. Like, I was literally almost, like, worshipping. Oh, my God, I've got a bum. I must stick up my bum. Everything, bum, bum, bum. It had to stop.
That's so interesting.
So I prayed about it and I said, God, honestly, please just help me to just, you know, still enjoy the gym, but just be doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
Not be obsessing over things like that.
Okay.
And yeah, just.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I've definitely didn't. I wouldn't have known this, but I find that so interesting because, you know, when we talk about obsessing over things, essentially, we are making these things an idol, but I don't think we use that in our language. Because as you just said that, it's like, no, that makes sense because you are making an idol. But like, to me, when you said obsessing it, like, cool, I get that. We've all obsessed over food and calories in versus calories. But it's true, you're idolizing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So like, what do you feel like was the point that you actually realized? Like, cause obviously, there might be people listening who also feel the same. Like, what point did you realize, oh no, this is becoming an idol now?
Just obsessing in the gym. If I didn't have a good session, I'd be like, oh my gosh, the next session, I must go heavier. Like, it was just on my mind. I wasn't thinking about other things like, you know, the benefits of gym on my health or like just anything else other than growing my bum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go on TikTok as well, you go on all these platforms and you just see, oh, this is the exercise for your glute medius and your maximus and like, grow the shelf and then this and then that. And it was literally just polluting my mind, I guess.
Okay.
So I'd say when I realized that I was like always looking in the mirror or always like posting a picture sideways.
Okay. The eye roll.
Like my friend says, like a twirling kebab because I'd you know, like the what is it called? A boomerang.
Yeah.
And I'm still impartial to it. Like, I don't mind a cheeky boomerang.
Yeah.
But not like that. All the time. Like sometimes show lats or drats or I don't know, anything else, like quads, you know?
Yeah.
So that's when I realized and that's when I was like, you know, I have to put a stop to it. Because what if God just is like, you're idolizing this and now you're going to wake up with no bum?
Sorry. Like, no, but listen, let's talk about it, because God from the Old Testament would have done that, you know.
He would have said,
he was strict back then, you know.
Take that,
he was
bloody.
Really, God was really strict back then.
Exactly.
So he would have done that.
So, not the reverse psychology. But yeah, no, I think that was kind of like the turning point for me. And I feel like I'm definitely a lot better in that space. Thank God.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy that, like, it's something you actually realize. And like you said, the beauty of it is that it's not now like you can't work your glutes or you can't go to the gym. It's like just trying to find like that happy place where like you're just training and you're just doing it for health and fitness. So I'm really like, I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, that's really cute. It's cool. So obviously, you know, so it sounds like I'm obsessing over your cheeks at this point because I keep talking about it. But obviously you've done a great job in like growing your glutes and stuff like that. And obviously this is things that people go lie on the table for. So what's your views on like surgery, like on all that stuff?
I don't judge because, you know, everyone's got something that they want to do or want to improve. So I don't judge, and truthfully I don't really have much of a view, you know, because I feel like if I have a view on something that someone else does, someone can turn around and putting that finger right back at me and say, well, what about you doing X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
So, yeah, not ideal, but I guess everyone has their reasons.
Cool. And when it comes to, like, going to the gym, growing glutes, like you said, there's so much information online about, I feel like it's actually, like, it even got worse. The pressure's actually getting worse. Like, I'll literally see someone like, this is why your glutes are not growing. okay, but then everything you're telling me is what the other girl told me I should do. So, yeah. Like, and everyone, and let's keep it real, everyone is also posting from the twirl and kebab angle. Thanks. So it's like, what are we really working with? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, what would you say to somebody who wants to start in the gym, wants to grow their bum, and they want to do it in the natural way? Like, what would you tell them to start? And like, from a realistic point of view?
Yeah. I would just say go in, obviously do some research, because there is actually a lot of good advice, you know, like exercises that people can do that other people are doing for like via videos, reels and things like that. So I would definitely say do research in that aspect, but also just going and trying things yourself, because there's some exercises that one person can do, it really works for them, but then I do it and I'm like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Like your good morning.
Oh yeah.
Stunning. I could see your form impeccable when I did it.
Yeah. Even Grace was complaining about that today. Like, she could feel it in her back.
I just didn't like it. But it works for you.
Yeah, that's
good. And something that I do, like the back extension.
Yeah, yeah.
You hate it, but it works for me. So I think it's just like testing things out, seeing what works for you, seeing what things get you the results that you want.
Absolutely.
And just having fun with it, I guess.
Yeah. I think one thing I'd even add to that is patience.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get really obsessed with seeing someone's 4-week transformation, 6-week transformation. And I think sometimes we also have to remember that some people will grow certain areas quicker than others.
Yeah.
So I can actually grow my bum quicker than I can lose weight. Mm. Do you understand? So even if like after 2-3 weeks of doing legs sessions like consistently and proper like hard, I will see a bit of a pump.
Yeah.
In my bum. But in those 3 weeks, like my food has not gone. Like, do you get what I mean? So it's like, I can't now come and be like, hi guys, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's like, That's my thing, that I can just do that quicker.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's like allowing your body to move how it needs to move, but also be patient with it, because you're not going to know. Like, if you had told me this when I was a slim gym that my bum grows this quick, I'll be sitting on that side of the chair today. Like, literally, like, I didn't know. So, and it's not like I've got like the biggest bum, but I'm just saying like I can, if I really dedicate to it, like I know once I've dropped the fat and I can, like, got more time to spend on that, it can grow. But I think you have to spend time working out on your body to know these things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Patience. Even like in the comments, they'll be like, how long did it... Like, a girl will have the biggest, I don't know, the biggest bum or like big, good quads, like a good defined quad. How long did it take you to get this? Ma'am.
No. That's one thing. They love her. How long did it take?
Yeah.
And I get it, because let me not act like I'm not there looking for viewed replies, because I'm looking to see.
Anything over 2 years.
And you just close the app. Like, I'm there. Let me not lie. But I do think we're so caught up with trying to get the quick fix.
Yeah.
And actually, the thing, like you said, in the gym, you've been there for 2 years. Do you know what I mean? This is not an overnight thing. And this comes with, like, you know, trying things, failing things, you know, doing the leg press. You ain't even pressing nothing. Like, you know what I mean? So it does take some time.
Also warm up.
And so one thing I wanted to also talk about was the gym etiquette.
Okay.
Because it was really funny the other day. On Monday, we went to go train legs and my sister came along, and I mean, some graces, maybe for like, not first time in the weight section, but I think like doing like a proper session like that. And I remember she was like, oh, should we go stand around him? So there was a guy that was on the hip thrust machine we wanted to use. He told us he had like 4 sets left or something. Yeah. We went to go wait like on the other side of the floor. And then like, we're like waiting for him, and Grace like, should we go stand near him and wait? And we're like,
he needs to see us. No, we're waiting.
Like, no. Because now that's how you start to like apply pressure to people with their training. But then I just found your gym quite
intense.
Yeah.
Very intense.
It was borderline community center.
It is quite, shout out to my gym. But
it was sensory overload. Do you remember one point it was like,
it was so loud, like I could hear Mandem on this side and I could hear someone like whistling at one point. I was like, what?
And guys, can I just say, I saw something I've never seen before. There was a guy who like, he was removing the weight off the barbell. I know how like the normal person would just pick up the weight, go and put it on the rack. Guys, he was dashing it off the barbell. Like, as in, the thing was just dropping on the floor and you just kept hearing boom, boof, boof. Mm-hmm. And you turn around, you just figure, is it gunshots? You know, what's going on? And then it's just, and you know what? He was even looking around as if like, are we mad? Like,
we were the bad ones.
He was looking at us like, is that, oh? But I was scared of him as well. But like, I was just thinking, why was he was just too rough? But
they just don't care. They actually just don't care. And I think sometimes it's the caliber of gym. Like, you have to accept that the caliber of gym that you go to, certain behaviors will happen. Like the story that I told you of my incident.
Do you want to share your incident?
Yeah.
I think this is a mad story, by the way, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So I was on the Smith machine. No, someone else was on the Smith machine. And I said to them, can I jump in? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Not a problem. So I was like, okay, cool. So I was doing my exercise. And then this guy comes and he's like, oh, can I jump in with you? And I was like, oh, typically I'd say yes, but we can't jump in the jump in. So you have to ask the person who let me jump in if you can use it. He was like, no, you're not using it. I am using this. And obviously, like, I like to be really feminine. Like, yeah. I don't want to, don't let me go. Fine. So I was like, no, like, I'm really sorry. You know, like, you know, really sorry. Maybe that's what riled him up. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, anyways. So he was like, nah, you're not using it. Then he lifted up the Smith machine, the bar, and put it higher than me so I couldn't use it. Then he took the plate and I was standing in the corner. He threw it in my direction. I had to like jump out of the way. It hit the wall. Till this day, there's like a circle in the wall.
Because of that weight.
Because of that weight. Other side, threw it. He was like, no, you're not using it. So I am obviously like, at this point, I'm sizing him up. He was quite small. So in my head, I was thinking,
I could finish him.
If, you know, I could do a little something. But I obviously didn't want to. But then luckily a guy came and was like, nah, what are you doing? Like, move away, move away, move away. And obviously told the guy to go away. I rang the manager. I was like, I'm getting mandem to pull up at the gym. Literally going crazy. Anyways, so the next time I saw him, after he was banned, mind you, he came and he was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, and I was like, okay, it's fine. I don't want to hear it. He was like, nah, I'm talking.
Ah, sir. Oh, this is the thing. They just beat on anybody in these gyms.
So I do see him a few times. I don't know on what account he's managed to come in through the band account, but I just ignore him now. But yeah.
That is mad. Because you know that when you talk about like negative interactions in the gym between like, you know, men and women, it tends to be on the sexual harassment point.
Yes.
But this guy actually wanted to fight you.
Yeah. He wanted to fight me for a Smith machine. What could you be doing on this Smith machine that is so empirical that you must, like, you must use this machine, like, do or die?
Like, you're willing to catch a case for it? Like, essentially, you're willing to catch a case for the Smith machine. You couldn't wait 10 minutes?
Clearly not.
Wow. How did you feel after that?
I felt fine. Nah, you know me.
You remember you went back to doing what you did on Smith machine?
Yeah, I just went back to doing my lunges. That's fine. You know, but yeah, it was just weird. But I know that the caliber, even like things like when I'm carrying a dumbbell and like guys will look at me like, like you see me carrying this dumbbell, like, hello, pick it up. No, sorry, not even in like an entitled way, but I just think some men do, mind you, some men actually do. But then I just think like, I feel like you can look at my bum, but you can't help me pick up a 40 kg. So
Talk about it. It's like, you remember when we were pulling up to the gym and there was that guy, that he was a creep.
He was staring hard.
He was just staring, like for no reason, no context, not like just staring.
Like,
but then I do think, I think it's true. I'm sorry, there are certain gyms. I was about to say their names, but we never know. Sponsorship might happen one day. So let me just say, certain gyms that are a bit more 24 hours. But certain gyms, which I do feel like there is a calibre of people, because that gym, your gym, there's equivalent of that in my area.
Okay.
And I went once and I just said, to hell with this. Like, this is a whole community centre. I can't do it. But like, obviously I now go to, what would I say my gym? Is that like a health spa gym?
Okay.
Yes, it's got a spa. It's got like spa facilities and a gym. And I just feel like there's just a bit more decorum.
Yeah.
Like everyone minds their business. Also, I'm probably like the youngest person there. Everyone is really like,
oh, I love that.
Like mature.
Yeah.
Like then there's a few maybe they're the odd riffraff.
The odd rough. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always like they're weighing in. Like
sprinkle riffraff.
You need a bit of riffraff just to, you know, keep the things balanced. But I do feel like the types of gym actually invite different crowds of people, and it's because of the price point. If you keep it above, it's probably the price point. But I do feel like, when you told me that story, I said, nah, that is insane.
Yeah, no, I'm amend and run up in the gym, but no, I'm a child of God. I just said, you know what, it's fine, move on.
Wow, you're a better woman than me, boy. Would have dashed the thing back at him, both be there in the cells together. Okay, cool. So, diet, let's talk about that. So, We had Krispy Kreme Gate, yes. Obviously, recent affairs, but that's just once in a blue moon. It's not your personality. It's not you, is
not
it?
Not me. No.
But what is your diet like? Because they always be showing us, if you're trying to grow that ass, that you need to be eating like 100 eggs in the morning, like 10 pieces of chicken in the afternoon,
yeah, no.
With like 5 pieces of salmon in the evening. So what's it really like?
Yeah. So I would say my dieting is just like moderate, like not extreme in terms of like I'm weighing everything, but I do kind of keep a track on maybe like just carbs, protein, sometimes fats. Mm-hmm. So I use the MyFitnessPal app, mm-hmm. sometimes. So let's say, for example, I'm going on holiday and I know that I want to stay within or under 2000 calories, then I'll like scan things, okay. See that, okay, my protein level was high, my carb level isn't too high as well, mm-hmm. things like that. But then kind of, because I've done that before, I kind of know the range of what I can have,
right.
In the day. So for example, I wouldn't have a carb breakfast, carb lunch, carb dinner,
yeah.
Because I know that would be a carb overload.
Yeah.
So I'd maybe just stick to like a small carb at lunch and then a bigger one for dinner,
yeah.
Especially if I have like a gym day.
Yeah.
But then again, like I mentioned before, just not fixating on it.
Yeah.
Is okay. The important thing.
And do you think it's because you've been doing this for so long now, like you know when you can like, what's the term? Like you can
improvise?
Not improvise. Like when you can like look at a meal and you'll know.
Just yes.
Like
you okay, have to, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like weigh it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I know my usual rice portion.
Yeah, yeah, you've seen it many times.
I know whatever I feel is enough for me, rice wise. Get a quarter of that.
Yeah, right, right.
You know,
right.
Like when sometimes Esnut cooks for me, I'm looking at the plate like, is there more? You know, because I know like typically what I'd want to eat is a lot bigger than what I should eat.
Right.
But again, it's just like having that flexibility. So like, you know, if I go on holiday, I can't have what I'd usually have. So being okay with knowing that I might have to switch it up a tiny bit.
Right. So do you follow your like diet plans even when you're on holiday?
No, I can't.
Oh,
like okay. When I went to Nigeria, for example, last year, it was like an international hotel and usually I don't have white bread at all. But obviously went to the Nigerian hotel and they just had hard dough bread. And I was like, I really want wholemeal bread. So I was like, should I ask? I was like, there's no harm in asking.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just ask. What's the worst that can happen, right? So and when you're in Africa, you sound really British.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's like I just turn into like Jack. Do you know what I mean? Nancy from down the way. So I was like, excuse me. Oh, I said, excuse me. And they all went, I was like, ah, I'm going to have to do it. I was like, do you have wholemeal bread? Wholemeal bread. And he said, "Who?" I said, I can't do it. I was like, do I ask again? And I was like, no, I'm just going to ask again. I was like, wholemeal bread? And he went, "Who?" He said, I was like, no, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. He's like, no, it's fine. Because obviously, you know, their staff, they're so lovely, like, want to help you. So he was like, I'm going to just call my colleagues. So I was like, okay, third time's a charm, right? And I was like, oh, do you have wholemeal bread? He said, wholemeal? No. I was like, okay, do you know what? I'm just going to eat the rice and stew. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Like, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate it. So, yeah, on holiday,
I'm so
I'm not going to try again. From now on, I know in Nigeria, wait, no homo bread.
You should
have
said brown.
In hindsight, I should have said brown.
You don't be overcomplicating the English. Like, just...
Yeah, but I just thought wholemeal, like, they would know that it... Nah.
Nah, sis. Even in my household,
know,
they'd be saying
know,
brown bread.
I know. Next time, I'll try brown bread next time. Yeah. See how I get on, but... Yeah,
it's so funny. So okay, so when you were out there, you were just eating like just Nigerian food.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So with your diet, are you more flexible on holidays in general?
Yes, like okay. I'll still go to the gym.
Yeah,
definitely will still go to the gym on a holiday. Eating wise, yeah, again, just completely flexible.
And what does like a typical day of eating look like for you? Because I don't think I've actually asked a guest this.
Very rigid, same thing. Breakfast, but like a late breakfast at 11. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to, should I say what?
Yeah.
So just like a Greek yogurt.
Oh, Greek yogurt.
Yeah, just Greek yogurt, a bit of honey, tiny smidgen of honey, not too much honey. And then for lunch, I don't know what I'll have. Maybe, I don't know, something pasta based, brown pasta. It has to be brown. wholemeal brown pasta. some form of like brown pasta, I don't know, chicken pasta. And then pre-gym, I'll have something else, like a wrap, something to like give me energy. One thing I've been doing actually that's been working well for my evening sessions is cooking a big batch of chicken breast. Mm-hmm. And when I come home from the gym, rather than thinking, oh, what do I eat? And eating something bad, I'll just warm the breast and have it with an omelette. Done.
Okay.
Done. And that's really helped me
okay.
to make sure that I eat after the gym.
Okay.
And it's not something unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something, so it's almost like meal prepping, essentially.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah. Okay, and that's really cool. worked for me.
Cool. And do you feel like that's something you would advise for like people who are like starting in the gym with like growing their glutes, that like keep it simple?
Yeah.
Because like, the reason I say this is because your meals just sound very simple. Like it doesn't sound like anything overcomplicated to go and make.
Yeah, I would say definitely meal prep so that you can, I think protein obviously is the most important thing, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's easy to do that when you meal prep. So when I do my food shop, I know that, okay, big chicken, that will last me 3 days. Some red meat, not too much, maybe like a 250 pack of mince, that will last me 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then two packs of like fish, salmon, mackerel, so that I know that throughout the week, I'm having like a range of good protein sources. And then I can switch those things up. So with the chicken, I might have pasta 1 week or brown rice. Sorry, I'm really emphasizing the brown, the wholemeal.
Wholemeal.
the rice the next week, you know. So yeah, still switching it up, but staying with kind of like the same.
Okay. And last question on the diet thing. How do you actually keep eating the same thing? Because I know like, there's such a like debate about it, isn't it? Because it's boring.
Yeah, very.
But then how do you get to that point? Because even like just for me, like I'm getting to the point where I can do the boring thing, but then I think I start to think like 5 years in advance and I'm like, do I still have to eat this boring thing for 5 years? So like, how do I, like what would your advice be for like someone like me? Like how do you actually like just gauge it? Like you just need to do this for now, or is it actually like I have to, like what you're eating, is that actually it for the next 40, 50 years?
No, absolutely. I pray not. I would just say if you have like kind of what I said with the chicken, the fish and maybe like a small...
Not the chicken.
Oh, of course, definitely not the chicken. So like
the fish.
The protein option. Just like keep those, but maybe switch up the meals that you have with those.
Yeah.
But definitely I'd say plan at the beginning of the week, because if I don't plan, I'll end up eating crisps for dinner.
Goal dinner's real.
I'll have crisps and yogurt for dinner.
Is that your girl dinner? Go to crisps and yogurt?
No, stir fry.
That's not really a girl dinner though.
Oh, girl dinner.
Yeah.
Girl dinner would be...
what would my girl dinner be?
I don't actually know what my girl dinner be. Pool cocktail crisps?
Mine be cereal.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not the cereal, crisps.
I mean, cereal crisps.
Sorry, I really needed to add that in there. Okay, cereal.
Crisp or cereal will probably be like my girl dinner.
What cereal?
I'm a boring babe. I'm a boring crisp babe as well, by the way. I'm boring.
What's your crisp?
I keep having to overshare on this podcast all the time.
I feel like it's going to be...
it's really boring. The most boring one.
Ready salted?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me. Not even like the baked one? Or just the plain?
Plain. Keep it plain. I don't want to add no flavour there. Mm-mm. And so going back to the cereal thing, it would be oats.
Man, we just went for better words. Oats.
Oats, maybe a bran flake.
Do they still sell bran flakes?
Wait, why did
they don't sell bran flakes?
The whole studio just looked at me.
Everyone just went, what? They don't sell bran flakes anymore, do they?
Oh, girl, there's some in my house right now.
Bran flakes.
B-R-A-N-F-L-A.
Not Frosties. Not Frosties. Bran flakes. In the blue box. Was that from like the 90s?
No, it's still blue.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, bran flakes. Yeah. That's like, I'm boring with this stuff. Like,
do you put sugar in it? Just bran.
Okay. You know, like, everyone always says that, even like when I talk about like having like green tea or something or herbal teas, people are like, do you put sugar? I'm like, no. Why are you putting sugar in everything?
So bran flakes should be abolished.
It should be. I'm not gonna lie, it's not a delicacy. I'm not proud of it. It's
just, no, it's just, whatever makes you happy. You like it, I love it.
Listen, it makes me happy, girl.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me judging you like
whatever. You know whenever someone says, if you like it, I love it.
Yeah,
like, you're that's
just
what
like,
you know.
That means I hate it.
Hate it. But I think that's really like good to hear from a diet point of view, because that's defo. I have moments where like I'm really strong on my diet, then moments when like I'm not, and it's not because like I'm struggling to like eat healthy things, I'm just bored. This damn salmon again, that tin of tuna again. Oh please, spare me. So this has been a great chat. Oh, this actually just felt like we just had a conversation.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find it easy?
Yeah.
Good chat?
Yeah, good chat.
Yeah.
You got a good chat.
Oh, is it? Not bad. Your type of paper. Yeah. So what would be like your final piece of advice for somebody who is starting their journey? You know, they're not maybe getting the results that they want, especially like in the areas that you're... Before I even ask that,
yeah,
why don't you train people? Because you trained me on Monday. You're really good. I'm still in pain today. I'm not pain, like, yeah. I'm just sore in those areas.
I just don't think I fully have the patience. I think because you guys were quite advanced, you're very advanced even. Even Grace for her first time.
Yeah.
Sensational. But like, I don't have time to teach people how to not feel RDLs in their back. Like, just feel it in your back until it clicks. Like, it'll click one day. Like, one day you're just going to, oh, and you're going to feel it in your bum. I don't know the variations. I was just doing it in my back until it clicked. So I just, I don't know if I fully have the patience. Mm-hmm.
Could you ever see yourself doing it?
No.
So do you reckon this is just a hobby?
Yeah. Even when you were like, do you record yourself? I was like, nah. Have you recorded yourself squatting? Nah.
And you know what? I love that because I do feel like our culture, our society, money, like scheme, yeah. Everything. Like if you're good at something, oh yeah, charge someone, go in now, start doing it. But you know what? It's good to know that that's not something you'd want to do. You just actually love going to the gym.
Yeah, I have recorded my squats. When I have recorded, because obviously that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But yeah. Otherwise, yeah, I don't.
So you just go to the gym, work out and go home. I love that for you.
Go to the gym, fight some guy and go
some
home.
Guys, some plates. No, I love that for you. But I mean, yeah. I feel like if you ever were to start, I mean, your first customer, I'm kind of like an unofficial customer. I'm even paying sometimes. Right. I'll just be pulling up. But yeah, I think if you were to, I think you'd definitely have people that would be interested because, yeah, you've done a great job.
Thanks.
Obviously you guys will see the pictures inserted in this video of what's going on over here, but yeah, anyways, what advice would you have for somebody who is trying to get to maybe the stage you're at, even not from just like growing the glutes, but also to try not to idolize the gym, trying to actually find like rest in just going to the gym and enjoying it, like, yeah, what would your like departing advice be for somebody?
I would say maybe block out the outside noise and just focus on why you want to do it. So whether it's like improving your mental health or, I don't know, just improving your body, but in a healthy way, kind of just really zero in on that and don't be too influenced about what's going on the outside or what maybe other people are telling you about how you should change your body or how you should look. I would definitely just say, enjoy the process. When you feel like you want to stop, just stop. It's not the end of the world, because even when you stop and you get back into it again, you'll be fine. Like, you'll get your gains back, you know, you won't have fallen too far off, and if you have, like, you can just start again.
Yeah,
the end of the world.
Word. That's yeah. A word. I just want to chime in on that, like, it's not the end of the world, because obviously I trained for you on Monday, but I didn't do any cardio after. And I usually do. Tuesday I was in pain from Monday, so my cardio levels were like -5. Then today, because my hair was done yesterday, I didn't want to swim. Goodness. So today I just went for a walk. Yeah, normally swim on Wednesdays. I say that to say, as I was getting ready to come here, I was really like, oh, Rose, you haven't done your cardio that you're supposed to do. You haven't like burnt, like, da, 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 da. So I think just even like you just saying, like, you actually just go again tomorrow. Like, it's not okay. Every session or every week is going to be perfect. So yeah. I guess to anyone listening, like, even just for me as the host, that is something that even I still have to deal with. I was really there at Thames's concert for a second thinking, damn, I did not run today for long enough. Like, it was really a thought. And I forget, I'm at a whole concert. Why is this? Excuse me, I'm trying to sing. Like, you know? So I guess just for anyone listening, like, take on Kiki's advice and also just know, like, not every week is going to be perfect and be at peace with that, because otherwise you're going to be constantly chasing something that is going to actually just make you self-destruct. Like, this is supposed to be something for health and, you know, longevity. And this is something we want to be doing for many years. So just be at peace with your body and listen to your body. So
amen.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be preaching sometimes. But Kiki, it was lovely having you.
Thank
where
you
can
so
people
much.
Find you? I mean, what's your
in
at?
The gym? No. Yeah, my at's @misskeeks_. I might start posting on TikTok. I'm not too sure yet. But for now, just Instagram.
Love that. Yeah. I mean, I think, anyways, A lot of us think she should. So, I mean, I'll link all your details in the bio as well. Thanks so much. This has been a great episode. Episode 12. Thank you. We're moving. We're going up the ladder. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Remember to follow The Weight of It podcast on all socials. I'm on TikTok. Obviously, I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. And also follow me, like Run With Rose. Like, what the heck? Like, make sure you're following me as well, because I've got some stuff to say. I'll be yapping about quite a few things on my socials. So please remember to follow, like, comment, and subscribe. And I'll see you at the next episode. Bye, guys. Woo! Get it sexy. Get it sexy.